Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Today he is in a Patriots uniform, though it was a circuitous path in getting here. A bitter divorce in Pittsburgh. A turbulent and rather bizarre ordeal in Oakland. Brown got his release, officially signed his New England contract on a one-year deal. New England has the option for the second year. But then the next day, Brown was accused of multiple instances of sexual assault against a woman in federal lawsuit. It's a civil case.
For Tom Brady on the Greg Hill Show, and Tom Brady is brought to you this week by Northeast Electrical Distributors, powering New England business with electrical products, services, and solutions. Also brought to you by your New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V and the Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing. Also, Tom Brady brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Hey, Tom Brady, good morning.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice and warm down there yesterday?
Man, I was as hot a game as I can ever remember. That was I think it was like 103 index or something like that. So that was pretty intense, but our team fought through it. Our defense played incredible. And, you know, it's good to go down there and win. And we said after the game, division opponents on the road are, you know, are big games to win. And that's been a tough place for us historically to win. So to win the way we did was pretty cool. Very special day.
Were there any actual Dolphins fans there? I mean, I saw a lot of Patriots fans. Were there any Dolphins fans there?
It was mostly a Patriot crowd, so it was pretty sweet. They didn't have as many as they typically have, but, you know, it was great to have the support down there.
This defense, you brought up the defense. They have not allowed a touchdown since the AFC title game. What do you think makes them so good this year, Tom?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they've done. You know, and I've gone against those guys every day in practice, all training camp. So, you know, it's very challenging because they have great players at all levels of the defense, and they can rush. They've got great linebackers, as you saw yesterday. And, you know, our secondary is talented. They've been experienced. And, you know, all those coaches get them ready to play, and there's a lot of versatility. So, I just think the thing is any defense that we play, I know they're good when you got to earn every single yard. There's no free yards out there. You know, there's very rarely guys running open with much space, and they're just doing it before basically be perfect, which is, you know, a very hard thing to be on a consistent basis.
You know, 20 years into this thing, and they still can't stop the QB sneak.
Things too. So, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, find the path of least resistance. So, you know, we got it down there. We got a lot of options down there. So, you know, we're going to try to do what they're not defending. And it was good to get one in. So that's always a highlight for me. I usually don't have to go very far. I got to fall forward about 6 inches. So if I can't do that, then we got a problem.
I don't know. We get nervous, though. As fans, we get nervous when we see it. We actually get nervous when we see you out there late in a game like that. I mean, does it ever I know you're a competitor and you want to be out there all the time, but do you ever think about being up 30 and maybe sitting it out a little bit?
No, I mean, we talked about 60 minutes of football because, you know, the history down there and, you know, last year, like we said, it took all 60 minutes and we didn't close it out. And I think we talked all week about being a 60-minute game. So that was just a good way to finish. We scored on offense, got an interception on defense. And, you know, all this earlier in the year, I mean, it's, we're trying to improve. We're trying to, you know, I wouldn't say we're in mid-season form. We still got a lot of work to improve. So the more reps we get, you know, the better it is for all of us. And, you know, we got a lot of football to go. So this is the early stages of the season, and we're out there to play football. That's what my job is, and I'm going to go out there and try to do it.
What did you see out of AB yesterday, Tom?
I mean, I thought he did a great job. You know, it's to come in on a short week and then to establish a role for himself. I mean, it's easy to see why he's been an all-pro. You know, just having one game under, you know, our belt together, there's a lot of things I learned. And you know, he made a great catch on a touchdown. He got us going early in the game. And you know, he did a great job. So I thought all the receivers played really well. Jules, the nice part was we spread it around to a lot of different guys. And we saw a lot of, you know, varieties of different coverages and looks. And I think that's the way it's going to go all season. So whoever number's called is going to have to make the play. And you know, AB made a bunch of them early. And then, you know, Sony had a bunch of carries. James got a few plays. Jules played great, like always. Phil made great, had a huge third down play. Josh made some plays. So, you know, good offense is just about spreading the ball around and going to keep trying to figure out how to move it down and score some points.
When Boomer was on a little while ago, I said to him that I felt like watching that you looked frustrated a few times sitting on the bench. Were there times yesterday where you were frustrated, whether it was with yourself or with the offense?
No, not at all. I was just hot, and I was just trying to not burn any energy whatsoever, and we're sitting right in the sun. So it was just I think I was just tired. It was just a very exhaustive day.
I know you really get – I think there was a piece in The Athletic that Nick was telling me about earlier that you get concerned about the swamp ass when it comes to your center. Was everything okay yesterday with regard to that?
We're in pretty good shape. We're in pretty good shape. It's a very unique article that I was asked about. So it was it's actually – yeah, not always to like the best thing to think about or to have fun with, but I mean, yeah, we go to pretty good lengths to keep, you know, the centers from just, you know, sweating all over the ball and my hands and their hands, and so
I mean, you
we
suggest
do the best we can do. Yesterday is pretty tough.
I mean, from an innovation point of view, I think you suggested the towel placed down in that area as far as a solution.
Yeah, it's kind of like a wristband for your, you know,
butt.
A wristband for your butt.
Your butt. Yeah. Listen, so, if we win,
soaks up the sweat, and and then we swap it out and put some baby powder down there to try to, you know, dry up some of the sweat. So it actually works really well, and I'm surprised more people don't do it because, you know, so many quarterbacks to me, you know, what do? It's so hard, you know, and I dealt with it a lot in college, and you know, all my centers sweated. Oh, it was terrible. And, you know, the sweat would just splash in your face, you know, when you took the hand off. I know, so.
You're surprised more people don't do it, Tom, but I think every man in New England now is going to start doing this just as a trend, even if they're not a professional athlete.
Yeah, just try it out. See what we can do. Just try it out. It might work.
It's gross. It's like that scene from Along Came Polly when Ben Stiller bangs into the guy that's sweating and playing basketball.
Oh, so nasty.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what it's like. And we're all out there. I mean, everyone yesterday was just completely sweated through everything they had. So it was, that's just one of those, you can't avoid that. That's hot for the people in the stands. And we got our football pads on. So it's those are tough conditions. And honestly, over the years, we haven't played very well down there. I don't know what our record is, but I think there's probably more losses than wins. But they've got a great home field advantage playing in that heat just because they play in it every day. And, you know, for us to go down there and win like that was, you know, we've only done that one other time, I think, in 2007. But we got shut out down there in, I think, 2006. And it's just a tough place to play.
Do you ever feel like you guys are running up the score, or does that not enter your mind at all?
No, not at all. I mean, that's not. No, I mean, we're trying to, you know, we're trying to improve, and you know, I wouldn't say everything was perfect yesterday. We could be certainly a lot better in a lot of areas on offense. Our defense, again, is playing great. They're giving us a lot of opportunity. I mean, they had 4 interceptions yesterday. That's incredible. And, you know, we got great field position. You know, we still have some more opportunity in the red area we didn't take advantage of. So, like I said, our job is to go out there and play football and score points. It's not to, you know, do anything less than move the ball down the field. And, you know, they don't put us out there to run 3 plays and punt. We're supposed to go down there and make things happen. So, again, it feels good to finish the game the way we did, just because, you know, you want to see how you are at the end. And there's going to be plenty of critical times at the end of these games coming up where we're going to need to be at our best at the end. And, you know, that's just good conditioning and good training for us. So that's what our job is.
Tom, the defense has been playing outrageously well, only 6 points over the last 3 games you guys have played. And Jamie Collins has been voted the Needham Bank player of the game. What's it been like having Jamie back for a second tour of duty with the Patriots, like the way Chung came back and seemed to discover a whole new kind of game?
Yeah, it's been great. And he's been, you know, he's such a versatile player, you know, covering backs, covering tight ends, rushing the quarterback, intercepting passes, playing zone defense. I mean, he's a great player, experience. He's a great athlete. And, you know, he just keeps making plays out there. So, you know, between him and Dante and Kyle Van Noy, Juwan Bentley, I mean, there's just, we have good linebackers and they just make it hard. And anytime you have good players at that level of defense, you know, it's just extremely hard to move the ball down the field. It just, you know, they cover so much ground and he's rangy, he's long, and, you know, it's a real position of strength for us. So I'm happy to see Jamie back. I mean, I've always loved my time with Jamie. I got a great relationship with him, and it's great to see him, you know, enjoying it so much and, you know, loving being out there and just making play after play.
When a guy like Steven Gostkowski is struggling like he is there anything you can say to him as a, you know, as a leader, as a veteran, or is it that's something that he kind of has to work out on his own?
No, you know, he's fine. You know, he's going to, you know, every person, you know, misses a throw or misses a tackle or misses a kick. So he's very mentally tough and, you know, he kicked the game winner in the Super Bowl. He's got a lot of confidence in himself and, you know, I've been around him for a long time. So, you know, he'll just keep trying hard like he always does. And he had a great game against Pittsburgh and we all want every game to be perfect, but you know, this is a game of skill and, you know, it's hard to do. And you know, every day is not going to be your best day. So that's just the way football is.
Quarterback question of the week for Tom Brady is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. And it looks like Sam Darnold will likely miss the game on Sunday when you guys play the Jets with mono. Have you ever been close to missing a game, Tom, with an illness?
Never with an illness. I've been close plenty other times with, you know, a myriad of different issues, but I missed those games in 2016. I missed the games in 2008. But I think that's pretty much it. So never, you know, just the flu or anything like that.
Have you had mono, or I mean, should we be worried? Have you already had it? I don't think you can get it again. I think
it's very, very rare.
It's one and done. Yes.
Really? I think it's pretty rare in and of itself. So, I've never had it. I hear it's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Just how lethargic you are and so forth. So, hopefully he gets back to health pretty soon.
Time for the Foxborough fanboy question of the week from Nick. Nick, what do you got?
Good morning, Tom. How we doing?
What's up, Nick?
Man,
were you excited yesterday? Were you pretty happy?
You kidding me, man? The score is 76-6 Patriots on the season, and I think you guys are trending upwards. I got good feelings for you, my man.
Good. We'll keep it going.
Yeah. So my question for you this week, pertains to social media. Comedian Craig Ferguson said, I think these are great rules. He said, my rules for social media are this. Does this need to be said right now? Does it need to be said by me? And I know you're big on social media now. You're on IG. You joined Twitter recently. What are the kind of rules that you keep? Do you check social media when you're practicing? You know, how often do you use it? Because, you know, everyone else is addicted to it. And I'm just curious kind of what kind of rules you keep for social media, because you're obviously a very active guy.
I don't know if it's rules, but it's just, I think there's a specific point of view. And, you know, I think I try to make mine a reflection of who I am and what I care about. So I feel like I have a, you know, as a, I'd say as a public figure, you know, there is a responsibility to, you know, try to do the right thing. And I, you know, it's, life is challenging. I mean, I don't think anybody's perfect. And I think it's a little unfortunate in the world today, you know, people, the expectations are perfection for people. And then when we're less than that, you know, there's so much, you know, blame and shame. And I think that's a hard thing about our culture today, is that, you know, we're almost asking people to be inhuman. You know, and you can't have, you know, there's nothing you can do without, you know, the utmost scrutiny. And then, you know, everyone wants to just see everyone, you know, raked over the coals. And it's, I think that part is really challenging as a parent for your kids, you know, because, you know, when you're parenting your kids, you're just trying to, you know, you're trying to teach them, but you realize that people learn from mistakes. And, you know, it just, as a society today, I don't think we're, I think we're just, you know, it's a very challenging time. So, you know, from my standpoint on social media, it's just about trying to pass on or convey messages that I feel are, you know, either fun or, you know, something inspiring. I'm a very positive person, and I try to keep my social media that way, because that's my point of view. And, you know, that's how I choose to, you know, go through life.
I'm going to ask this, Tom, and I know I'm going to get the Patriot answer, but I'm just going to ask you to reach deep inside yourself and just give me an answer on this. Do you care at all about a perfect season? Is that ever on your mind at all?
No, and I'll tell you why, because that's, I think if you look at our team over a long time, you know, I think we, you know, to think about something that's going to happen 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now or 5 weeks from now is irrelevant. You'll have plenty of time to think about those when that's a real reality. I mean, that's so far from what a reality is. You know, you're not going to live your life going through hypothetical situations. And I think what you try to do is you think about the process, and the results are what they are. So if the process is good, you know, and I think, through many years of practice and preparation, we've, you know, our program is centered around, you know, winning culture, winning environment. And we're trying to do the best, you know, we can do to, you know, make that process efficient, which helps us prepare, you know, gives us good competitive stamina. It's all about teamwork. And then we go out there and we play. And if we win, great. We're going to get back to it. And if we lose, we evaluate what we need to do better, and then we get back to our process. So I'm not thinking about anything more than 3-0, because that's the only thing that matters. That's what we got this week. Today, wake up, you know, and I'm thinking about the Jets and how I can, you know, how they're going to attack us and how we need to attack them. And it's going to ebb and flow over the course of the whole season. So there's big challenges ahead. And to take your eye off what's really important is the disservice to the team. And, you know, we're not doing that.
And what about comparing this team to other teams? Like, do you wake up this morning and go, wow, this may be one of the better teams that we've ever had? Or do you just not allow that into your head at all?
Well, it's only been two games. So, I mean, through two games, we're playing well. But that's, you know, one eighth of the season. So how are we going to do in the next eighth of the season? You know, that's where our head's at. And we've been doing a good job of taking care of the ball, penalties, field position, turnovers. What we haven't done a great job of is, you know, as many points in the red areas we've needed. And, you know, we've got to keep spreading the ball around, you know, continue to improve our run game. So there's a lot of things we need to do here going into next week, but we're going to be challenged in a bunch of different ways. And there's some great teams out there, as you guys see, and the competition's tough. So, you know, that's where we're at.
Well, it's National Guacamole Day, so maybe a cheat day for you. Maybe some nachos later on, or is it, I mean, you feel like little nachos, sour cream, something like that?
That's a favorite food of mine, too. So
really?
I enjoy my guac, but I think we should celebrate. I'm going to celebrate, and I'm definitely going to have some guac tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, unbelievable.
Come on,
game.
Let's get it.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's the issue, though, with the nachos is that the cheese needs to be spread throughout the whole entire nacho plate. Would you agree with that?
I'm not a big nacho guy. If I'm getting my guac, I'm getting it more on, like, you know, tacos or fajitas or...
Oh, yeah.
You know, chips and guac are great, but I'm more of like, you know, tough to pass up a good burrito with good guac.
Right. Fish tacos, of course. You can't... I mean, have you ever had it? Have you at least had a nacho, Tom? At least tell me that you've had a nacho chip with cheese and sour cream.
Absolutely, okay. I have.
All
absolutely,
right.
I have. Yeah.
All right.
Just not, well, you know, not regularly, yeah.
Yeah, no.
In a while.
I gotcha. All right. Well, listen, unbelievable job yesterday, and you're on to the Jets. So we'll talk to you next Monday, all right?
Sweet. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the guac day.
All right, we will. National Guacamole Day. Tom Brady says go out and have some. All right, that is Tom Brady. By the way, Nick, correction, 76-3, not 76-6.
Oh, that's right.
Get it right, you honk.
Yeah, I know. The least I could do when I'm talking to my quarterback and savior is get the score in the season right.
Donkey.
Uh-huh.
Greg, you want to know how locked in this team is, and even though Tom obviously can't say, like, yeah, MF, I want to go 19-0. I mean, I personally have a T-shirt I've locked away for 12 years that I would like to wear proudly, Tom. So I don't want to say that right now. But yesterday in the press conference, like you said, Patriots are up 76-3 on the season. They won 43-0 on the road against division rival. What does Belichick say when he steps to the podium? First thing, we got a lot of work to do.
A lot of work to do. Yeah, that's it.
He's a lot of work to do. A
lot of work to do. All right. If you want to be on this morning, 617-779-7937, or you can text 37937. Coming up in just a moment or two, we're going to get to the news, and we will find out what a California millennial was willing to report to the police so he could get out of going to the county fair with his parents.
Yes.
Who he lives with.
Of course.
That is all coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.